From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. At the Supreme Court today, arguments in a major property rights case. It tests whether the Constitution allows homeowners to hold on to their property when a state or local government wants it for a private redevelopment project, a project that will bring more jobs and taxes to the area. The Constitution gives the government the power to take private property for public use as long as just compensation is paid. The question in this case from New London, Connecticut, is what qualifies as a public use? NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
In the late 1990s, New London saw a once-in-a-lifetime chance at revitalization when the Navy closed its harbor facilities and gave 32 acres of land to the city. At the same time, Pfizer decided to build a $300 million research facility next door, and the state said it would contribute $70 million to lay the groundwork for private redevelopment of the area, filling in the floodplain, cleaning up hazardous waste spills and the asbestos-ridden land areas, and opening up the riverfront to the public for the first time. But the plan ran into trouble when 7 of the 90-plus property owners refused to sell. The holdouts owned tiny parcels of land, typically a tenth of an acre, with houses that were both owner-occupied and rented out. Although the city offered a total of $1.6 million, several homeowners said on the steps of the Supreme Court today they would not sell at any price. Matthew Derry said that he feared his aging parents would not survive moving from the home that they've lived in all their lives.
They don't want to wake up rich tomorrow. They just want to wake up tomorrow where they live.
But City Attorney Tom Londrigan defended the redevelopment plan as democratically approved by the city council and the best option for a city that is hemorrhaging jobs.
This area has been zoned industrial and commercial since 1929. That's the area that we chose.
Inside the court, lawyer Scott Bullock, representing the homeowners, told the justices that if New London can take these homes, every home, church, and small business in the country could be at risk because there will always be a Walmart that brings in more tax revenue. Justice O'Connor noted that courts do not normally second-guess such legislative judgments as long as just compensation is paid. Answer: taking private property to turn it over to a private developer is not a public use of the property. Justice O'Connor, you take the position that a city suffering from enormous lack of jobs doesn't have a public purpose? Answer: that's right. Justice Kennedy, noting that the court has upheld taking private property for slum clearance and urban renewal, asked, how do we draw the line? Why isn't it just as legitimate for the legislature to want economic revival? Answer, in the blight cases, there was an immediate benefit with the slum removal. Here, the benefit will only take place if the development takes place. Justice Kennedy, that's the same as in cases where we've upheld taking land to build private railroad lines in the Old West. Or, chimed in Justice Souter, where we've upheld taking land to build private utilities. Justice O'Connor, again, would you articulate the test we should apply? Answer, the test should be that the state cannot take property for ordinary private use. Justice O'Connor, so the state could not take property for private development? Answer, that's right. But lawyer Bullock, seeing that he was not likely to prevail with that argument, then went to his backup, contending that the city could only prevail if it met minimum standards of succeeding in its redevelopment. Justice Scalia, isn't that changing the standard from requiring the city to have a public use to requiring it to have an efficient public use? Justice O'Connor, you really want the courts to be in the business of evaluating if the utility will be successful or the hospital will be successful? O'Connor was just as unsparing in her questioning of the lawyer for the other side, Wesley Horton. Focusing on the city's justifications for taking the land, she asked, could the city then take a Motel 6 and give the land to the Ritz because it would pay more taxes? Answer, yes. Justice Ginsburg, then you're arguing for something beyond what was decided by the lower courts in this case. The finding in this case was that the benefit would be primarily for the city, not the private developers. Justice O'Connor, when there's no direct benefit to the public, why not require the city to just go out and buy up the land piece by piece? Answer, because there's an assemblage problem. You need a whole area to interest a developer, said lawyer Horton, holding up a map of the peninsula and trying to show the justices that without all the land, it would be impossible to plan for office space and parking and access to the waterfront. Justice Breyer, could the courts review what you've just said for reasonableness? Answer, that would mean we would have to meet a higher standard to acquire property that we are paying for. Justice Scalia, you're paying for it, but you're also taking property from someone who doesn't want to sell it. Does that count for nothing? A decision in the case is expected by summer. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.